So are we ready to start the second agenda item? LU15-259840 DZM, the Burnside Delta. Jeff Mitchum is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Let her rip, Jeff.
Will do. So before I get into a very brief presentation and turn it over to the applicant, I'm going to talk about the paper that I handed out. In addition to the drawing set and a staff report, you should have an April 11th memorandum that was emailed to you. All it really does is summarize the staff report. It says there's two key issues, one of which is the arcade, the other of which is promoting permits quality vis-a-vis the material sample that's over there on that side of the room. If you didn't get the April 11th memo, I have copies here for you. Additionally, I talked to you about this earlier, but for the record's sake, there was a memo handed out to you today, which summarizes the need for an additional condition of approval. The reason for that is the PBOT and PGE support a subterranean vault in the southeast 11th right-of-way within a curb extension. PBOT Utilities has yet to sign off on where that curb goes, the curb extension, that is. So what we want to do is enter into the record an additional condition of approval, now A, or B, excuse me. I'll explain what A is. This reads as follows. If the transformer cannot be subterranean pursuant to PBOT and or PGE standards, its location shall be subject to a future Type 2 land use review. That Type 2 land use review, if required, must be approved prior to issuance of any building permit. So that's the subject of that second memo. Additionally, I gave you three sheets of 11 by 17, one a diagram on top, and some other massing studies and an elevation, which describe in as much detail as staff has about the 8-foot projection, which is the subject of condition of approval A. The yellow highlight represents the mass extension, the projection, and then the red line is the balcony below. With that, I will go very quickly through my presentation and let the applicant have at it. So again, you saw this as a DAR on September 10th, 2015. Design review hearing one was on February 4th, and here we are today on April 14th. As I mentioned in the memo, the design response regarding cladding material was they replaced the tread plate steel or tread plate aluminum, let's call it tread plate metal, with concrete panel blind fastened. It's made by Tactile. Applicant is prepared to go into some detail about it. Staff feels that it meets guidelines for quality and permanence and recommend that it be okay. Design response number two is the subject of the condition of approval, which states that the amount of building mass projection shall be a minimum of 8 feet along the westernmost one-third of the east Burnside frontage. And we think that's, we know that that's approximately 60 feet. It's probably a shade shy of that, but I think the point is that it's a significant amount of the frontage. And staff supports that, obviously, as the condition of approval. And then finally, issue number three, as I mentioned already, is the subject of this 11th Avenue vault. Sorry, that's the wrong diagram, but that's the summary of the vault location, which is in the diagram that I handed out. That is the end of my presentation, unless you have questions for me.
Any questions for Jeff?
No questions.
No? Okay. All right. Are you all ready? Go for it.
Green light on?
There we go. Got it. So as Jeff had mentioned, the site for this project is at the eastern edge of the Central East Side Industrial Subdistrict at the confluence of Northeast 12th Avenue, East Burnside, and Southeast Sandy Boulevard. One specific identifier of this site is that it's at the widest point and the steepest point of this section of Burnside, this entire section of the East Burnside block. Furthermore, you can see the three-lane Burnside transitioning to four as it reaches our site, and you can see in blue the outer edge of the arcade, the existing axis of the arcade, and how that is terminated by the bus turnout that sits on the site right now. Those factors combined push the building back 20 feet from the outer edge of that arcade. So previously in the DAR and in the design review from before, from December, I think it's December and February, the initial concerns that had come up were principally the projection over Burnside, the arcade expression, as well as the tread plate material, which Jeff had already gone over. And so first off, I wanted to deal with the extension over Burnside. So this diagram kind of points out where we're actually providing coverage on Burnside. So we have the 6-foot canopy at the upper edge of the site along 12th, and then 4-foot balconies, which were from the previous design. And then we have the major encroachment at the northwest corner of the site. And we can also see here the dimensions of those different projections and how the slope of the site really affects what we're able to do in terms of an actual projection. So looking at it a little bit differently, this is just a perspective up from looking from Hippo Hardware. We see the existing axis of the arcade, as well as the height and the setback that the building is working with in terms of that major encroachment. The other large concern was the appropriateness of an aluminum tread plate material. And in response to that concern, we've updated from that tread plate to this ultra-high-performance concrete panels. They're in a similar size as the tread plate, which allowed us to keep the basic massing and visual aspects of the design. But the blind fasteners and the aluminum rain screen system, we feel, is a quality material. I mean, if you pick it up, it's pretty heavy over there. Unfortunately, the mock-up that we brought today, we couldn't get the rails in time, but I have some details just after these slides that'll show that. And then we also still have the backed composite metal panel in the contrasting color from the last DR. Another concern that had come up was the appropriateness of wood TNG soffit at the ground floor canopies. And so we've adjusted that to now be box rib metal panel to match the composite metal panel and kept the wood soffit at the amenity deck and at the prow balcony soffits. So looking more closely at the tactile, the UHPC panels, the panels are attached to the building via a concealed fastener in the back of the panel, which attaches to a clip, which then attaches to an aluminum horizontal rail, which then attaches to furring strips. And according to the manufacturer, we need an attachment point about every 39 inches. So they're pretty stiff, pretty quality material. This slide that shows the aluminum rail that wasn't able to make it here in time, but this kind of shows that system. That image in the upper right-hand corner, the horizontal rail and the clips are part of the system. The vertical and that exterior insulation aren't part of this system, but that the clip is really what's important here, is how we get that thing attached, and you can see the set screws for leveling it off at the top there. Also, we see the AC louver detail in the lower right, which shows how the design intent is to keep those AC louvers just in line with that panel surface, whereas the panels are thicker than previously the aluminum tread plate was, so they'll sit just proud of the window frames. But I think that they're close enough that it'll actually be kind of a nice reading of the two in contrast. So now going to the options, we've brought three different options today. Design A is a 4-foot extension over Burnside. And the initial concept for this project was to focus on the triangularity of the site. So keep the massing pretty simple, keep the project just clean and clear. And we feel that this Design A, this 4-foot extension, keeps that concept pretty well intact. We can see that it puts a lot of focus on that corner, the prow projection, as I've called it, the flat iron condition, and really blends in well with the rest of the massing of the project while still providing the coverage that we were ultimately looking for. Moving around to the southwest, this side of the building hasn't really changed from the last DR, but I just wanted to include it in here so we were looking at the whole picture. Moving to the west elevation, we can see that 4-foot projection and how it sticks out over the sidewalk there. Another thing that had come up as a zoning requirement, we have the active usage at the ground floor, and whereas before we were just a little bit under the 50% that's required, we're still at that percentage, but we continue to provide plaques or some sort of graphic or art piece on that blank wall, kind of to the right of the image, to kind of give some interest to that corner. One thing that came up in the interim between DR and today is the electrical company is looking for direct access into their electrical rooms from the sidewalk. And so we've kind of configured that basement floor plan to allow that access while still keeping that those plaques, that art there. Moving over to design B, we have
So there won't be another door there then, is that what you're saying?
There will be a door in this.
Yeah, but not on the wall where the plaque is and all that.
No.
Okay, all right.
It's just as shown here. I've got plans later in the presentation if we want to look at it more closely. Moving to design B, we changed to a 6-foot extension, and this is a little bit different of a reading than design A was. We chose to extend balconies, covered impermeable balconies, basically, out on that northwest corner, because what we found is as we extended out more and more over Burnside, it really kind of started to take away from the massing that we had originally, the original design concept. And so our thought was, if we break down that corner mass with these balconies, we can provide the overhang, the coverage that we're looking for in a way that's very similar to what the Burnside Rocket's doing across the street while still providing that coverage and that extension over Burnside that we're looking for. So here, just looking down, you can see we're still kind of, we're trying to keep prominence on that corner, but with the massing now extending out the 6 feet, we begin a transition to the existing arcade further down Burnside. Looking at that flat iron condition just right down the point of it, we can see comparatively the design A and design B. It's kind of a subtle difference, but I think design A really keeps the prominence on that prow condition, whereas design B and any further extension kind of detracts from that corner piece, is our feeling. But one thing that design B, I think, has an advantage over design A is the activity that's present on this northwest corner at the ground floor. In design A, with the 4-foot extension, we have a pretty typical residential frontage above level 2. But design B gives a lot more opportunities for activities in those upper levels, and I think activates that corner at the retail a lot more. So then finally, looking at design C, the 8-foot extension, as Jeff had mentioned, design C and design B are fairly similar. The difference here is that the interior wall of the building, so the livable or the unit square footage is being pushed out 2 feet, and then the balconies are extending out that additional 6 feet for the 8-foot projection in total. Looking at it in elevation, you can see that we now align these upper 4 floors with that canopy below, getting that full 8 feet that we're looking for. From the northwest corner, similar to the last slide, we're comparing design B and design C, and there's just a very subtle difference, but there is more of an extension on design C. We're keeping that active, the opportunities for active use in the floors above, and getting the extension that we're really looking for. So finally, I just wanted to compare all three of the designs, the 4-foot, the 6-foot, and the 8-foot, and we feel that, you know, we've really tried to keep the interests of the city, the interests of the owner, and the original design concept intact in providing these with you today. That's it.
Okay. Does anyone have questions of the applicant?
Yes, I do. Thanks for a brief, informative presentation. Can you go to the image that you, the materials, that page?
Yep.
Can you take the lights down? Thank you, Kelly. How much of venting is actually required here? Is this an intake or?
What we were trying to do in that location is bring that orange color
down. I understand that.
Yes.
How much is required?
Well, and that's the thing, is that it doesn't have a specific use as of yet.
Okay. I won't give my comment, but so it could be smaller.
It could be, yes.
Thank you. The other question I have has to do with page 18 in the package. It's a section into the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring it up?
I just have it on paper, sorry.
My concern, did you look into, on the left-hand side,
mm-hmm.
Did you look into the angles that there's privacy for the people walking by on the sidewalk that we're not, we don't have
yeah,
a...
That needs to go.
You see where I'm going?
The people walking up the sidewalk there?
And the people who are below grade mm-hmm. in the building. There may be, folks may be able to see things that maybe people walking by don't want them to see?
Yes.
So you have reviewed that, or you're just noticing now that I'm bringing it
no,
up?
No, I mean, we have a certain amount of active use that's required on those elevations, and we have a very narrowing piece as we walk up that sidewalk, and we're just trying to provide the most frontage onto that retail as possible. But we could, I mean, we could certainly raise the sill of those windows. I'm not sure that that's going to necessarily negate that, but I think that... I'm not quite sure what to do about that.
I don't have an idea either,
yeah.
But I just want to ask you if you really looked into that or.
We had a similar, there was a similar comment in the last DR or maybe in the first DAR about the residential units at level one and one of the, and being able to see into them. And so that's actually where that louver that you had brought up before came from, is trying to get us a little bit further down the street so that we weren't looking up into that unit anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll bring that up in my comments. Thank you.
So did you say that louver doesn't have a use?
Certainly it doesn't.
Okay. I wonder if you...
So, what does that mean?
Well, I think it's what it seems like. You mean, is it more to emphasize that slot? So it's a material... So it doesn't have to be a louver, really, at all?
It doesn't, no.
Okay.
Go to the elevation.
Right.
North elevator. I think I just have it as a diagram.
Because when I look at the floor below it, I don't really see what it would be doing.
It's right where the 14.6 is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. But is it the right?
It's in some of the illustrations. You have that louver coming right down to somebody's head. It just could be a nicer.
Yeah. I mean, could it just be a continuation of the glass?
Exactly. Just
right
across there.
Right. I mean, it could be, right? And then it'd be inside that unit, right?
It could be. I mean, then we get back to the comment that came up in the DAR.
Which was
being able to see into those units as you're getting your head height
there. It could still be the vent. You could still use a louver or any material. But if you continued this line across...
Don't people have curtains there?
Gotcha.
I mean,
Okay.
I mean, in the unit.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. That would be the... Yeah, preferred.
I mean, there's not that much difference between that window and the window to the west in that same unit, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
We're in sync.
Okay. Any other questions?
No? I have one quick question. What is the joint material? It looks like the vertical joint has metal, but then
yes.
The other joints are open.
The horizontal joints are open, and although you'll have flashing from the windows through wall flashing. But.
Okay. Well, no more questions. Well, Julie, nothing?
No questions.
No?
Okay. No questions.
All right. I guess, is it anyone testifying? No? No testifying. All right. Well, let me ask this question then. Because we're going to skip 6, 7, and 8, 9, and 10, per se. Relative to the staff report, are there any, what's the overall, are we in agreement with the staff report? I mean, the major issue is the 8-foot condition that Jeff's put on them. They have an 8-foot projection design ready to go, so we know what that's like. Is that something? So let's just comment on that. That's kind of the major point, right?
I think
can we go back to the comparisons?
Yeah.
The last one?
Yeah, with the...
This one. There you go. Yeah.
Flip.
So one thing we also did, not as part of the presentation, but we took the same image and were able to flip between the two.
Oh, okay.
Just so we, that might, I don't know which way is more helpful.
Keep it coming out. No, just kidding.
Dance back and forth.
It's over at Burnside now. Okay.
Is that the 8?
That's the 8.
Yeah. Well, obviously the 8-foot is more sympathetic and responds more to the arcade guideline.
Yeah, but I don't like what it does to the building.
Really?
I think it makes the building look more dynamic.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I think it's more engaging without it.
Yeah. I just...
I'm afraid these your panels have no dimension, really. So it's kind of like this board sticking out.
How thick are those panels?
Well, they're 5/8 inch thick, but they need to be backed by a wall, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm sorry.
6 inches, probably.
6 inches, okay.
Yeah. Right.
And then what does the divider between balconies that are adjacent to each other look like?
That's like a perf metal.
Okay.
Kind of piece.
Low perf metal, like rail height?
I think I've got it about 7 feet now, maybe 8 feet. I mean, the intent was not that it was railing height, but that it was...
So those don't really show up. I see sort of in the middle there. Those are the two units? That's the separating. Okay.
Zoom us in a little bit.
Got it. Yeah, that's fine.
And that's translating to more usable space on the balconies as well, between the 8 feet and 6 feet.
There's two units that are affected by those balconies. So the ones right next to each other, there's a separator piece in between. Sorry, was that the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if those vertical panels, walls, I should say, were thicker, would that be?
It just creates a weird space. It's like they don't need to be there. It's a balcony. You know, why would you block of the, I mean, I guess it provides some privacy, but I don't think they looks, it just, it, I like the slickness of the 4 foot as one moves up Burnside.
So for me,
difference of opinion.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying about the rhythm. If there were less, I don't want to design the thing, obviously, but I want to get them out of here, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the bulkiness of the balcony.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the 8-foot projection much better meets the intent of the guideline, and that the fact that the horizontal dimension of the balcony is just only marginally thinner than the width of the panels that span from the top of the balcony to the... bottom of the overhang. I think it reads nicely as a grid. You know, it actually has a fair amount of heft to it as a visual grid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you, on the lowest level of the projection, the gray bottom band kind of cuts that depth off? Is that just to tie it together with the verticals and?
You mean like here?
Yeah, right there, yeah. Versus the thickness of the other ones.
So. It's intended to be the same. So the basically the idea is that this distance between the windows here continues through.
Gotcha.
I gotcha, okay. Is that the same depth then? The orange is the same depth on the lowest level as the level, all the four levels?
I believe so. I would have to double check in the model, but
okay.
That's the intent.
Okay. All right. It just looks different, but I guess it's not. All right. So with that, I think what we can do with this, if everybody's in agreement, if there are any other issues, Tad, you brought up one, which I agree with 100%, the louver.
And the height of the window or something, I think, is a real challenge.
What would you do with that? We get these occasionally coming through, and I don't know what to do with it. I mean, how do you deal with it?
It's definitely indiscreet. I agree with you.
Right.
It's totally
indiscreet. Right.
It's 100%, especially in this neighborhood.
Yes.
Is there some glazing or something you can put along the bottom?
A little higher here.
Some glazing or anything that can go along the bottom there? Like a transition in the window in terms of,
you know, you could do a little spandrel glass panel or something,
I kind of like looking down, but you're talking about people looking up.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So So, and that goes with your high heel on the grade thing, you know?
The high heel, I've got nothing but feedback on the high heel comments, so I've just, I've stopped with that.
There you go. But, I mean, it's not much different than, you know, turn-of-the-century buildings before, where they'd have a basement unit or something, and it looks up. I mean, it's not a new thing, per se.
No, the skirts are shorter.
Maybe so. Maybe there's the indiscretion. I'm not sure. No, anyway.
I don't think they're, you know,
right.
Walker beware.
Right, yeah. That's what I would say. That's what I would say, yeah. Okay. So with that...
the only thing I'm on is the vent.
Yeah, I agree. So we can condition that pretty easily into a just to match the rest of the storefront on that floor. So then, is that it then? Okay. Rest of the staff report supported? Okay, so great. Any more discussion relative to the preferred 8 foot, 6 foot, 4 foot?
I prefer the four.
Okay.
I'm not, you know,
yeah.
Still going to approve it.
I yeah. personally like the four, but I think the eight meets the guideline better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I actually like what it does to the building, too. I think it really emphasized that corner in a different way than the other corner. The other corner that's the kind of acute angle that's rounded has balconies at it, too. And this is, for me, it's a transition from the building being along the property line and then transitioning to the arcade district gesture that can then be greater as it goes farther west because it's not impeded by the pull-off there.
What I like about the four right. is that it's a slick shot. It's
yeah.
A,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That takes your eye out,
right.
yeah.
keeps it going up
yeah.
the hill and beyond rather than staying yeah. here. It sets up the dynamic of the next intersection. That's why I like it. Mm.
Okay. Well, since we, I think that's the end of discussion then, yeah? We're all good with that? All right. Then why don't we have someone make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I think everyone's looking at you, Julie, for
yeah,
whatever
I'll make,
reason.
I'll make a motion. And I think that we are making a motion to adopt the staff report with an additional condition of approval as outlined in the memorandum that Jeff circulated just before the beginning of the hearing to locate the transformer appropriately.
And also the condition of the louver.
Well, what's happening to the louver?
It's going to become glass.
Okay.
Just like
clear
the rest
glass.
Of, just like in the
clear
rest
glass
of the store.
Into the apartment.
Right. Right.
No backing.
No backing.
Okay.
Right.
Right. An additional condition to remove the louver, replace it with clear glass.
Okay. That can someone second that?
I second it.
Okay. Kelly.
Okay. Commissioner Molinar.
Agreed.
Commissioner Savinar?
Thank you. You guys are always, you provide such clarity in your presentations.
Thanks.
It's such a welcome to the work we do here. Your packages are always perfectly clear. We always just end up getting down to just the tiny little fussy things. And so I really appreciate the clarity, the brevity, and listening. Aye.
Good. Commissioner Livingston?
Aye.
Commissioner Clark?
I think this is a great building for the intersection. It's going to activate that area quite a bit, and it's much needed. And I also agree.
And Chair Borg?
Aye. And with that, congratulations. We really just want to reiterate and emphasize what Tad mentioned, that your packets and your interaction with us is very positive, and we wish you well on your project. So thank you.
Thank you.